We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning. Good morning. Wednesday morning, Paul and Jor filling in for Dave Lee, who's back tomorrow. You just heard from Jeffrey Storms, Twin Cities attorney, part of Ben Crump's team that came to a deal with the city of Minneapolis in the civil side of this case that is turning into a landmark case. Mr. Storms also will be working on the civil side of the Dante Wright case with Ben Crump. You heard a clip from his impassioned speech along with the rest of the legal team yesterday. So glad that Jeffrey Storms could join us this morning on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How did you sleep last night, and what's your reaction to yesterday's verdict, Jeffrey?
You know, it's funny. So I graduated from the St. Thomas Law School, and there were a couple of reporters from the St. Thomas newspaper, and I told them, you know, probably in the last week, I haven't slept so little since I was doing final examinations in college, I think. It hurts a little more in your 40s. It's the reaction for us is it's so mixed. You know, I was talking to the Floyd family and I said, you know, millions of people are going to keep asking me, you know, how do you feel in addition to how do we feel? And, you know, there's certainly, you know, some excitement, but a lot of it is relief. You know, I don't know how we would be able to look at our community and look at our children if there wasn't a conviction in a case that was just so obvious to everybody, you know, that bouquet of humanity, as Jerry Blackwell put it, watching this event, everyone knew they were watching a murder. And if the conviction didn't come back, I just don't know how I could explain to my children, you know, how the justice system could possibly be fair in America.
This is Jordana, Jeffrey, and thank you again for joining us. I echo those sentiments because I had a hard time explaining to my children, you know, why this obviously was happening and they what they saw on camera. And sometimes I have a hard time explaining to our listeners why this was happening because some people still refuse to see what is right in front of them. But can you talk to us a little bit about Minnesota? I feel embarrassed that Minnesota is publicly called out for this kind of behavior. And people say to me, you know, what's going on in Minnesota? What's happening there that these crimes are consistently happening? You heard the governor on CNN last night talk about the disparities in education and in homeownership between blacks and whites in our state. I know you're a civil rights lawyer. Do you have any insight into that that you can offer?
You know, it's so for me, you know, I came here 18 years ago. And these issues just weren't on my radar, you know, when I moved here. And, you know, I saw Minnesota as this great progressive state, really, in the middle of the country where maybe we weren't surrounded by states that were so progressive. You know, Reverend Jackson, you know, when we had a private moment yesterday, had said, you know, Minnesota is the land of Paul Wellstone, right? I mean, we've had just these really great progressive leaders from Minnesota. So it's been, I think, really painful for a lot of us who believed that, you know, we were a state that championed civil rights issues and were at the forefront, especially for the Midwest. And so, you know, now I think, you know, it's become clear that, you know, we're far behind where we thought we were. And it's incumbent, you know, it's for all of us now, you know, we really have to sit down and say, what kind of changes can we make, you know, to be better and live up to that reputation that at least some of us thought Minnesota had for itself.
Jeffrey, last question. I'm just curious. There's a number of people, legal analysts, who believe that the defense is going to appeal yesterday's verdict, making the argument that the jury should have been sequestered because of comments made by elected officials about the trial. I think specifically Representative Maxine Waters. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that's a likely scenario?
Well, look, there, I mean, you know, you're going to see a million different issues for appeal in this case. But, you know, if the defense were so concerned about those out-of-court statements, they could have come in the morning or at some other point in time before the case went to the jury and voir dire the jury and ask them questions. Did you hear these statements? Did they influence you? And, you know, to the best of my knowledge, that didn't happen. So I don't know that there is going to be some, you know, a sufficient record for anyone to make that kind of challenge. And, you know, ultimately the facts in this case are just so overwhelming that I find it hard to believe that, you know, there is going to be a legitimate appeal ground. And, yeah, there was a lot of publicity around this case. But so, you know, are we going to have a rule of law that says when you kill somebody in such a horrific fashion that it becomes so infamous throughout this country that everyone is paying attention and condemning it, that you just never can have a fair trial? No one can ever talk about the egregious things you did? And that's not going to be the rule of law either. This jury was voir dired. They were sworn in. They were accepted. And I just don't expect any appeal in this case to be successful.
Okay. Jeffrey Storms, Twin Cities attorney and part of Ben Crum's team that came to that $27 million settlement with the Floyd family. Jeff, we'll be watching you. We know you're working on the civil side of Dante Wright's case with Mr. Crump, and we hope you'll come back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much having me and paying attention to these issues. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You got it. Thank you, Jeffrey. We can no longer turn a blind eye. We have in the past, but video evidence and awareness, this new awareness we're in, compels us to shine the light. Paul and I will be back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.